This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A U.S. House of Representatives committee will look into a news media report that the FBI investigated whether President Donald Trump has been working on behalf of Russia against U.S. interests. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Citing unnamed former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation, the New York Times reports FBI agents and some top officials became suspicious of Donald Trump's ties to Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign. But they didn't launch an investigation at that time because they weren't sure how to approach such a sensitive and important probe. However, those sources say the president's behavior during May of 2017, specifically two instances in which he seemed to tie the FBI director's ousting to the Russia investigation, helped trigger a counterintelligence probe that examined whether Trump himself was a threat to national security. In a series of Saturday morning tweets, President Trump maintains the report is more evidence of what he calls the witch hunt against him. Ben Thomas, Washington.
One man who wants to take President Trump's job, Julian Castro, a 44-year-old Democrat from Texas, who was President Obama's housing chief, has officially announced his presidential bid. AP's Julie Walker has details.
I am a candidate for President of the United States of America.
Julian Castro, the grandson of a Mexican immigrant, made immigration a cornerstone of his presidential announcement in San Antonio, the town where he was once mayor and the town that lies less than 200 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border.
There is a crisis today. It's a crisis of leadership. Donald Trump has failed to uphold the values of our great nation.
Castro touted pre-K and health care for all and a Green New Deal. Yes. He says his first executive order as president would be to recommit the U.S. to the Paris Climate Accord. I'm Julie Walker.
This is